Ontario's rural communities and agri-food sector hold tremendous promise for driving economic growth for the entire province and all Ontarians. By distributing the economic development throughout the province, with infrastructure investment in roads, bridges, schools, broadband, energy, and healthcare, we can create new jobs in thriving communities, ease the strain on big city issues of transportation and housing, and most importantly, we can secure a sustainable food system that every Ontarian depends on. A thriving rural economy can spearhead growth for the entire province. Find out more at producingprosperity.ca.
Hey, all right, here we are. By gosh, folks, thanks for listening to today's Agriculture Show. Your host, Jeff Steger. Today's guests, Steve Ashton and Paul Schultz, and we're going to have a great show. Hope you're enjoying this. Today is a mild, almost summer-like day, and it's just been a real roller coaster. We have a great show today. We got music. We got great stories. Hope you sell back and have a chance to listen to us for a bit. We really appreciate it. This episode number 232, and it is October the 9th of 2018. So with that, let's talk first to our returning. So I got these guys all busy working. Steve's our guest today. Paul Schultz, as you can see to our right, that's it. He's my video man, and he's switching cameras. There he is there. And there's Steve at the far end. And we'll have a few words from Paul, but we'll get a few shots of him, and he'll keep busy, and he's getting calls as we speak, which is good. First things first. Our guest today, Steve Ashton. Steve, you've got some great music here, and I've got queued up a song that you suggested we should start with, and I believe it is Jethro Tull. Why do you like this song?
Okay, so when I was asked about the agricultural show, I thought, wow, what is it that I first think about when I, you know, get into farming and then music and all that? And the first song that came to mind was Farm on the Freeway by Jethro Tull.
Good choice.
And thank you. It's a song that I got into years and years ago, just because of the story behind it. It's the story of a guy who he's forced to sell his farm to make room for a highway. Mm-hmm. And so they give him a ton of money, but now he has no idea what to do. And I'd never thought about it like that from the perspective of somebody, you know, everyone says, oh, that'd be great, you have $1 million. And he's like, yeah, well, what do I do now? All I have is $1 million check and a pickup truck.
Well, that's got a good story behind it. It sort of fits in with our agriculture show stuff. So
we're gonna
play this. Folks, just get your coffee freshened up. We'll be right back with the agriculture show. Guest today is Steve Ashton and Paul Schultz. See you in a short bit.
Factory on the east, and the big roads pushing through along the valley floor. A machine boring six lanes at the very least. Now, they say they gave me compensation. That's not what I'm chasing. I was a rich man before yesterday. All I have left is a broken down pickup truck. Looks like my farm is a freeway.
This is Greg Stewart. I'm from Mazek Seeds. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Okay, thanks for listening today, folks. It's the Agriculture Show, episode 232. Steve Ashton's our guest, and so is Paul Schultz. And well, let's start the show by getting to know our guests a bit. And my favorite question is to ask our guests, tell us about yourself. Let's start with how many people at Christmas or other holiday feasts are there at the Ashton family table?
There have to be 15, 16 sitting around our table.
Wow.
I'm really lucky because I live with my fiance and her boys and her folks. Mm-hmm. And then we have a big extended family that comes over. We have friends who are family who come over as well. So our place ends up being sort of the hub of it all in beautiful Paris, Ontario. So yeah, it's terrific, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, yeah. Any one of those, yeah.
So would music be part of your family's celebrations?
Big time.
Okay.
Big
time. How can I get a good guess at that?
No, my dad plays the guitar.
Yes.
And he taught me at a young age, so everyone in our family does a little something. Mom plays the keyboards and sings, and my sisters sing, and Dad and I play the guitar, and it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's loud.
And are you, so you live in Paris, are you, do you call yourself a country kid or a city kid? Where do you like to
I've been an urban kid all my life, from yeah. Montreal to Mississauga to Waterloo, actually. I spent 20 years in Kitchener. I just moved down to Paris about 3 years ago.
Yes.
In fact, my business is actually still in Waterloo, and that's not going anywhere. It's a great location and a great job.
Any other? We'll get to more about some hobbies and what you do. But was there a time in your life where you maybe were a rock climber or building a boat in the basement or some other interesting hobby?
I did have a cartoon show for a while. I was part of this show called Chili Beach, which aired on CBC. We did 65 episodes on yeah. CBC and a couple of feature films, and we were lucky enough to have all kinds of Canadian icons be part of the show, like Leslie Nielsen and William Shatner and yeah. Andrea Martin and Joe Flaherty. Oh, it was so cool. And so I was really blessed to be a part of that. Was a soccer player growing up too. Played some music. Mm. No rock climbing, though.
No rock climbing. Playing rock and roll, but not playing rocks.
That's it.
We better say hello to Paul Schultz here, too, for a bit.
He's heck been yeah. Very good morning. There good afternoon.
Go. Yeah, there you go. Good stuff.
Handsome devil.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was just peachy.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful day. Are the cattle out in the field today?
Yeah. Well, they're out in their yard.
Right
they're
right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself real quick here,
oh,
Paul.
We'll
hopefully have some time for you in another show and do some stuff. You're still living in Kitchener here?
Still living in Kitchener. Have pretty much all of my life, born in Owen Sound, came yeah. down to Kitchener with the family. I had no choice. I was too young to sway them otherwise. Kitchener, Waterloo, lived in both cities. I guess we got about probably 16, 18 of us gathered around the Thanksgiving table last night. I think there were about 18 of us.
Yes.
Had a great great weekend. Hope you all did out there in radio listener land. And that's about it. Play a little guitar. Steve and I have known each other for probably a little more than half Steve's life, so it's been a long time. And we play some music together, and Steve's a very accomplished musician, a great guy. I can just imagine the fun around his Christmas table with with music and a whole lot of laughs, because Mr. Ashton, he's just a funny guy.
You're invited anytime you want.
Well, this sounds pretty good, and hopefully we can spend a bit more time talking with a bit more Paul or another show at some point. But we'll get back to Steve here and find out what the second song he's got on his list here. Don't be afraid. If you want to play a song sometime through, just say, but we'll just go through your list here.
Sure.
Okay, so we can play this next song, or you can strum your guitar. This is Jason Mraz.
Back to the Earth. Now, Jason Mraz, he's actually one of the big advocates of farming. He's a pop singer. Mm-hmm. And I promised I'd never say this on radio, but I have a huge crush on him. I think he's just fabulous. His lyrics are just very genuine, very pure. And one of the things that he really believes in is giving back and taking care of the earth, because it's kind of the only one that we have. Hmm. And as such, he actually owns a large avocado farm down in California. So he's a farmer by rights as well. And so this song is about him. Whenever he needs to get grounded, he goes back to the farm, he goes back to the earth, he puts his hands in the dirt, and he just reconnects to what it is that he came from.
So I really appreciate you spending some thought and effort into figuring out these songs. They're really appropriate. I'm glad you know the story behind it. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, let's play Jason Mraz.
Yep.
We'll come back. Episode 232 of Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 102.7, your best community radio station. We'll see you in a short bit.
Earth, I'm going back to work. I'm going back to the earth.
I'm Rory Box from Scotland. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio, Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
All right, that's lots of fun. So that was Rory Box, and he was a delegate here on a farm exchange for young people. So that's a real keeper, because who can beat that?
That was absolutely brilliant. For Waterloo.
I know. When you started doing that accent, I thought, you know, it'd be fun to play that that promo again. That was a lot of fun. So today is October the 10th, and thanks for listening in. Steve Ashton, Paul Schultz, guest today. We've had a couple of great songs. That's a great song there. Looking forward to the next one. You've been just a real taking some care and thought about the songs. Thanks for doing that, Steve.
Yeah, it was it is absolutely a pleasure. The next one that we're looking at is actually Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. It's Big Green Tractor, and I'm not much of a country music listener, admittedly, and I've actually been getting into it a little bit more lately. But I've had the pleasure of being able to play at a few people's weddings.
Yep.
And this one couple asked me if I could play Big Green Tractor by Jason Aldean. And I said, absolutely, I'll learn it. And I listened to it and I enjoyed it. And I said, but I have to know what's the purpose of this. And they said that their son's favorite toy was his green tractor.
Got it.
And so as they were walking down the aisle at the end, he led the procession on his green tractor. And so,
yeah, I love these stories.
Right? So that's yeah. Why this song jumped out at me. It was like, yeah, let's do that. Let's have a little Big Green Tractor.
All right. We'll look forward to when we get playing that song in our third set. Now, this part here, which we already talked about, Steve, like who he is and what he and the family and all that stuff, great times. Now we want to talk a little bit about what he does. And Steve, I want you to talk about all the things till your eyes bleed. You can promote whatever you want and just start. Tell us, what do you do? All right, besides we know...
Me, shameless self-production alert, promotion alert.
you're more than welcome, and we're more than glad to talk about tell us about what you do.
So I am the proud owner, partner, mm-hmm. and president of Reeve and Company. We're a print shop in town here,
mm-hmm.
and we do all kinds of fun stuff. Big things, trade show booths and flags and window dressings and floor dressings and vehicle graphics.
Oh, my God.
And we've actually been fortunate enough over the last little while to work closely with the dairy farmers of Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the projects that sits really, really close to our hearts is working with the Sherman's family from Elmira. They're the dairy farmers who are making the trip across Canada in their, oddly enough, in their Big Green Tractor. To promote awareness of the dairy farmers, mm-hmm. and dairy farming and the great work that they do, and how, you know, Canadian dairy is, you know, free of hormones and all the yucky stuff that mm-hmm. that perhaps other countries aren't as strict about.
Right.
And so we've been lucky enough to work with them. They had their journey, which started in late June. Unfortunately, it was marred by tragedy as their tractor was struck. But the Sherman's family is probably one of the most inspiring and amazing families that I've ever met. And right after their son's wedding on September 8th, Hank and his family jumped into their pickup truck and did the western leg of the journey again.
Mm-hmm.
And we were lucky enough to work with them again, and we turned their pickup truck into a cow. There's a big cow on the back, and we've got a whole bunch of Holstein-style decals all over it. Actually, if you're watching this on Facebook, if you go to Reeve and Company, the Reeve and Company page.
Yeah, we want to put that we'll put that on the posting.
Oh, fantastic.
That web link.
Yeah, you can see sort of what we did, and it was a true labor of love, you know. And so they've gone out west, they've come back, they're here for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. They're actually hoping to leave tomorrow to go out east. And so we're dressing them up, putting another couple of signs on their truck. And then away they go down east. So all the best to them, too. So, yeah, that's just some of the stuff that we do at Reeve & Company.
Yeah, so we kind of got ahead of ourselves. That's almost like our third section. But we'll get back to it again. Let's talk a bit more about yourself. I think our listeners probably picked up that you're a musician as well. Tell us about that, please.
I am. I've been playing for a while. And I started probably over the last few years just doing some solo gigs and going out, just me and a guitar. And the hope is that we bring a little bit of energy and a little enthusiasm and a little fun, and just play some, I don't know.
Yeah, what do you like to play? What genre and what?
I like.
What musician? I get guitar. Do you play other keyboards or something, or mess around with other music?
I muck around a little bit with other instruments, but the guitar is really my home.
Yeah.
And when I play, I usually it's just me with an acoustic, so I kind of try to do kind of light, fun, happy stuff. And whether it's something from the Hip or something from the Beatles or something, just stuff that'll maybe get people's toes tapping a little bit.
Got it. Yeah. So well, that's very nice. And so, do you get a chance to gig a lot, or just it's obviously you like doing it, so you're probably more likely not to go out at night to do it. But you don't. Well, what are you doing? Well, every couple of weeks or something like
it's,
that.
That too. It's another passion. It's another labor of love. I have a standing gig once a month at a place in Roseville called The Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm usually there the second Saturday of the month. Actually, this coming Saturday is my next gig there, so that should be fun. That's
great.
The 13th. Yep. Again, a little plug there.
No, please. You know, we this is all about the people, and this is what people do, and that's very authentic, and that's what
that's
want.
It. And yep. So playing there, I've been lucky enough. I've got a wedding that I'm playing in November. I'm playing a corporate function in November. I'm playing the City of Cambridge the Sports Awards. I'm playing there too. So it's getting quite busy, and it's fabulous. And I just absolutely love it. And this past weekend, I was fortunate enough to play at my sister's wedding too, and which explains why my voice is a little gravelly today. We had an absolute laugh riot and played a ton of music. It was a great time.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Pam and Danny.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're busy because you got Reeve and Company going, all kinds of media stuff that you can produce.
For sure.
Yeah. Printed media. What other types of media do you
use? So we print on fabric as well.
Yeah, okay.
So for big things like, you know, backdrops, for if anyone's doing a check presentation or a speech or anything like that, and you want a lovely backdrop, a fabric wall, full trade show booths, like right from soup to nuts, full custom, and then vehicle graphics, vehicle lettering. We just did another big truck. We've got a couple more coming down the hopper, so it's a heck of a lot of fun. There's no shortage of challenges. Event signage, we a lot of times we're the people that people call when they say, "I thought you ordered that." "No, I thought you ordered that." And so we typically get a panicked call saying, "Can you please help us? We have a day to do this." And well, we try to accommodate as best
as
possible.
How many people are sitting at the office there today doing all that stuff?
Yeah, there are definitely a bunch, and I'm sure that I'll have a few emails when we leave here today.
Well, don't forget, folks, if you want to ask Steve, make comments or ask a question, please go to Facebook Live Video, The Agriculture Show, and throw something up there. We're more than glad to talk about those things here in our second to last segment coming up. And go ahead and do that. That'd be great. Post some questions and the like. And Paul, just to give us a quick blow-by-blow, what are you doing these days?
Well, they're staying quite busy in my occupation, but doing a lot of music as well. We get the opportunity to play music with Steve once in a while, and we do a little thing out in Roseville every Tuesday night for a lot more reasons than just our personal satisfaction. There's a lot of people that come out there, and specifically one young man, and there's a bunch of us that play some music for him and watch him sing along. It's quite quite fun. Are you heading out that way tonight, Stephen Ashton?
I may just be doing that.
Right on. It's a good mix of music out there. Mm-hmm. If you get a chance to get to the Ridge in Roseville.
It's really the only thing in Roseville.
It in fact is the only thing, other than Jeff's place.
It's the only establishment in Roseville.
Outskirts of Roseville.
There you go.
But it's worth the drive.
It's worth the drive to Roseville.
For Ashton.
But staying busy with music, we got a little gig coming up on the 13th, this Saturday, at the Registry Theater. Actually, we're playing, we're opening up.
Oh yeah, I saw you and noticed that. Yeah. Yeah, right on.
That's going to be a fun show. I met this young guy down in Belize in January, and he's doing a show. He's a London, Ontario gentleman, doing a show at the Registry Theater on Saturday night. Show starts about 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10. You get me for about 40 minutes, and you get Alan for about the next 2 hours. Alan's a great singer-songwriter, and if you get a chance to get to the Registry Theater on Saturday night, don't hesitate. Come on out.
You deal at twice the price.
Absolutely, a great deal. Alan's never played Kitchener before. This is his first time at the Registry Theater. He competed in The Shot, which is a local talent. You're familiar with it, Jeff?
Well, Yvonne, who's also another participant there, she was not only a contestant, but now I think a facilitator or helper.
Producer. Helps with that show. Yeah. So he entered that, and somewhere between 10 and 25, he was eliminated, but out of 500 contestants, got down to somewhere between 10 and 25.
Wow.
A great talent. If you get a chance to Alan Charbados, get out to the Registry Theater on Saturday night. We're doing also a show. We've got a couple of guys coming in from the States at the Edelweiss Tavern. It's a fundraiser for the Dune Heritage Crossroads. The great people in Kitchener, Waterloo are doing some work for the museums around this area, and throwing a fundraiser together on November the 3rd at the Edelweiss. Tickets are $75. Again, it's a fundraiser. $75 gets you a dinner, a schnitzel dinner, a couple of drinks, and some entertainment. We're going to do some live music for a couple hours, put on a concert. We've been given free rein by the museum people down there to do whatever we want, so we've got a couple of guys coming in from one from Blaine, Washington, the other guy from just outside of Houston, Texas. Going to do like a John Prine, Guy Clark tribute, swap songs and lots of stories, and it should be a lot of fun for the folks out at the museum.
Holy smokes, if I hang around you guys just for a day, I'd be exhausted. My gosh. It's too. It's
a
lot
of
stuff.
Us for the weekend.
All right, let's get back to some of our music. Thanks for saying all that stuff, Paul. It's great stuff. Next song is going to be...
Jason Aldean.
Yep, Jason Aldean. I've got that queued up. Here we go. All right, let's have to find it on my own playlist here. Okay, folks, we're going to play a song. You've already explained what it why you liked it so much, and nice story about the little kid wanting to go up on a wedding party with the little putt-putt tractor. So we'll play this song, come back, and let's talk to our guest today. Thanks for listening in today. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 102.7. We're at the old Beamer Box Factory at the corner of Bright Up and Weber. And we'll see you in a short bit.
Shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show."
show. We can stay right here and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. But baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire it up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Thing.
late breaking story on the CBC. The nation whispers, we always knew that he'd go free. The edge can't be found of living in the past. As if you were there, there's no way that you're gonna last. We ain't kings and pretty things. Let's just see.
Wonderful. My goodness, thanks for doing that,
Yay,
Steve.
Thank
Holy
you.
Smokes, that's just the best. That's a classic, done well.
Yeah, that to me is sort of ag. I know that it's it's pure Canadiana.
That's for sure.
And it just it totally reminds me. I mean, the hip in general, they just remind me of sort of rural communities, the Canadian stories and the stories about, farms, mm-hmm. and all that sort of fun stuff.
Farms and fun stuff. There's a story in there.
Yes.
That might actually be a country song we should write.
It should be, or a story or a CD or something. I don't know. They make use of that one. That's a pretty cool one. that was Steve Ashton, his version of We Kings. And Paul, thanks for just doing a bit of harmony.
Yeah, that was awesome. Nice.
We just need to get you a pair of headphones, and you could have really been in there. And that was good. It was
just
great, though.
Making it up on the fly.
Fantastic.
So with that, folks, once again, thank you for listening in today. It's Eric Coulter's show. Steve Ashton, Paul Schultz, our guest today. And we've talked a little bit about what Steve does over the holidays, how many people sit around his house, what he does, Reeve & Company.
Yep.
The website is www.reeveandcompany.com.
.com. Yep. Reeveandcompany.com.
And do you have a Facebook presence for yourself as a musician as well?
I have my personal one,
yep.
But I'm not fussy. Friend me. Go ahead. I dare you. And you'll see me, Steve Ashton, just as it sounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about, of course, what you do and musician and so on. Now we're in our third section. We kind of touched on before, but Steve, what do you know about agriculture? And if you want to just repeat what you said before, that'd be great. Or if something else comes to mind, it's the agriculture show, and we'd like to ask our guests, well, you know about agriculture? Do brown chickens lay brown eggs? I don't know.
No, but I think brown cows give chocolate milk. And that's probably the extent of my knowledge when it comes to agriculture. It was funny, we had a chance to chat a little bit before the show, and I was saying that I being sort of an urban kid growing up, mm-hmm. The only thing that I knew about food is that usually mom would bring it from the grocery store, and that was kind of it. And it hasn't been until, fairly recently that I've kind of started to become curious about it, and part of which has to do with the aforementioned Man Crush Jason Mraz and his his push in terms of getting back to earth, so to speak.
Yes.
And some of it is working closely with the DFO and seeing the work that these fabulous farmers do, mm-hmm. and getting to know the Sherman's family a little bit, and I mean the amount of work that goes into it just absolutely blows my mind, and I mean, we're lucky enough to live in an area where there's a lot of farmland around. Mm-hmm. It definitely does change your perspective when you start to get to know the farmers instead of just driving by and thinking, oh, that's another farm. Just mm-hmm. I mean, You start to gain a bit of an appreciation for the hard work that goes into maintaining a farm.
Well, we're awfully lucky in the region where I do. Like, you can be 5 minutes from any place in this city and 10 minutes and be out in the countryside.
Absolutely.
And not too many people in downtown Toronto can say that.
Yeah, yeah,
like downtown Hamilton.
Absolutely.
So we're pretty lucky. I think everyone's heard about the farmer's market. Is that something you and your family like to do? Do you like to go shopping at the farmer's market?
I love the farmer's market. When I was a kid, it was just for the trinkets area, you know, where you could buy a pocket watch and try to pretend that you're fancy. But then as you get a little bit older, you actually get good deals on produce and chicken. I mean, the chicken that you get, I think
second
it's Hilltop. Holy smokes.
Second to none.
That's another little plug for them. You're welcome.
Yes, so, Hilltop.
They're just absolutely fantastic. And I'm a rather formidable carnivore. So, I mean, I love getting beef from the market. Like, it's just it's so fresh and so good, and it does not make it to my freezer. I just I bring it home and I slap it on the barbecue and away we go.
As fresh can be.
Exactly.
Eat it while the eating's good.
Exactly.
That's the spirit. That's what you want.
Yeah.
So there you are, a city kid, and you got hooked up in your business with a bunch of people doing dairy farming and promoting their industry. There's not too many dairy farmers out there, so you have a unique experience in meeting some and getting some kind of idea of what's involved in the industry. It's really good to hear that.
Absolutely. And yep. I mean, you know, the experience with the farm up there just north of Elmira, it's 220, and now I know this, it's 220 milking cows, and you know, and that's a good size, and it's so neat to see all of the moving parts, both literally and figuratively, that you have to do.
You got up to their farm?
The first batch of signs that we did, I actually installed on site. Up in Elmira. And I got a really nice view of what happened there. And then after Bettina's funeral, we actually all went back there as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, you want to talk about a community, the farming community. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, they still have, you know, freezers full of food. Mm-hmm. A bunch of giving people and kind people. It was fantastic. And then, so I've been up to the farm a few times since then. In decorating the new pickup truck, and so that's been a heck of a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, well, that's a good story. I'm glad. It's just amazing how people, you know, I didn't expect to have a little connection to agriculture, not necessarily even family and so on, but just because of their networks.
Right? That's it.
And business and like.
That's it, and it is an absolute blessing, and it's not just the Shermans, but you know, coming to know a bunch of the people from DFO. And the farmers that they represent, it's been eye opening, and it's been a little bit humbling.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna play another song here off of the playlist. Unless you're not gonna sing it. Do you want to sing again or not? Are you thinking? How you
no, feel? I think we'll do the Chris Stapleton one.
Okay, Chris Stapleton,
and
we'll play this, and then we'll come back and talk to some more with these guys. What's coming up is our fourth section. Where normally it's kind of like a roundup. Right? We're just like what coming to mind we want to talk about. But this is a time when we really appreciate some feedback on the Facebook Live page. Send us a question, or we'll have to make stuff up or something.
Yes, I think Paul is willing to do a dance for the Facebook Live people if you want.
We have cameras now. Here we go. Okay, let's play Chris Stapleton, and it's called Scarecrow in the Garden. We'll be right back. Together.
And a pistol in my right.
Hi, this is Steve Ashton from Reaven Company. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. And don't forget, Facebook Live video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through spoken word and music. You're listening to The Agricultural Show. The Agricultural Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the Waterloo region. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Wow, you did that.
One take wonder.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, I always encourage my guests, you know, send us little stingers and promos, and I just hope you sit in your studio one day and just say, I'm going to do something for Chuck.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. That was good. Thanks so much for doing that, and thanks, Steve, for coming in, because you're part of that process where we connect up the city and the country, and it's surprising, the links like that.
Well, thanks. I really do appreciate you having me in here.
So that was a great song, and now we're in our fourth segment, and this is where we kind of like want to catch up on stuff, the topics that came up we want to follow up on. This is all time to, if we get any conversation by phone and or our Facebook page, and just want to, what's that one comment there? Okay, good. Who was it? What was her name? Gabriella?
Gabriel.
Yeah, let's say
hello,
thanks.
Gabriel.
Gabriella.
Gabriella.
Yeah.
Yes. Did I say Gabriel?
So,
Ella.
Thanks for
Gabriella.
Thanks for posting on the Facebook Live page. Anybody else? Not much happening with questions and so on. Let's just review what we've done so far, and we'll see if we can get some topics that we want to follow up on. As you know, usually you think of stuff afterwards.
Yeah, I think there was one question there that says, How does Paul Schultz get so darn good looking? I think that's...
Well, it's obviously that good food from the St. Jacob Market.
Oh, good call.
And plenty of sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, I eat well. I stay away from any
eating
vices.
Farm fresh food.
Farm fresh food.
That's it.
And eggs do not, brown eggs do not come from brown chickens. White eggs.
You know, one of the things I learned about
chicken.
Brown eggs is that there's no difference between brown eggs and white eggs except for the color of the shell, and
exactly.
Because there are fewer of them, that's what makes them more expensive. That's what I learned from someone at the market.
Are they more expensive?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
they are. Supply and demand.
It's a hoax.
It's there everywhere, isn't it? The hoax.
Sure,
that's like the buzzword nowadays.
Brown eggs are just so cute, and they make you feel healthier.
That's fake news.
We could have a lot of fun with just all the funny stories about agriculture, you know, and in defense of people, it's certainly, many people are way past for farm stuff, no connection to understand what happens, what goes on, and these questions are funny, absolutely, but they're also authentic, you know,
sure.
People just want to know what's going on out there.
Yeah, so for sure.
Get questions like that.
Well, I actually did ask the guy at the market, I said, okay, what's the deal with brown eggs? Why are they more expensive? And that's when he said, there's no difference at all.
No difference.
Well, that's a good to know.
Good to know.
So then I felt less like a city slicker and more like a country bumpkin.
It's good you have the interaction with a producer like that. Those guys at the farmer's market, they don't get paid enough for their PR they do on half agriculture.
Yeah, it's one of the great things about it is just to be able to actually talk to people and ask them about, like, hey, you know, what's the difference between this cut of meat and that cut of meat?
Right.
Or,
yep.
You know, mm-hmm. And you know, what really makes something organically grown, mm-hmm. or what have you. Mm-hmm. And I found that they're always really generous with their time.
Sure.
That's good to know. So,
proud of what they do. Proud of what they do.
Yes. Yep. And they're like anybody. If they have a question, you're sincere, they're more than glad to help answer best they can.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Do you guys have a garden by any chance? Do you guys mess around growing things?
Well,
I have in the past.
Yep.
And now all the gardens that we have are floral and pretty and not my responsibility.
They do take some time and effort. That's
they do, right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
Yeah, we back onto country property. There's beans currently dried up in the field behind the house. Mm-hmm. But there's a little area there, probably 25 feet by about 60, where we chunk off a little tiny bit of that little patch there and throw a garden in, and more than the carrots, I guess the onions, the beets, the peppers. Love the peppers. That's what we grow back there and consume and harvest in the fall. It's quite an exciting time for us, living in the city, but backing onto the country and feeling a little bit of that whole thing going on in the fall is kind of a neat little experience.
I'm glad you gave yourself a break. I think those vegetables are relatively easy to grow on their own.
Oh, just plant them and let them do their thing.
It's just really a pain when you grow something else and some virus comes along and it's all black.
Sure, like, and the rabbits, we get the rabbits in the backyard, right. And the coyotes, they make their mark on that stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets fed.
Yeah. Everybody has to eat, that's for sure.
I think it's marigolds.
Amazing.
Isn't it marigolds that you plant all the way around it that the rabbits don't like? Is it marigolds? I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, you plant around it, and rabbits don't like it, so it keeps them away.
Sure. Well, we're live on Facebook and live on the FM band, so if anybody knows whether it is that, as a matter of fact, just phone in and tell us, give us some clarification on that.
This is an interactive process. We want our listeners to ask us, want to know what's on their mind.
What great experience we had last night. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, actually, a.m., and hadn't heard it in a long time. We've got the coyotes, the deer that run freely in the backyard, and boy, did we ever have some barking and some challenges going on in the backyard last night. Quite close to the house. Woke me up about 2 a.m. to coyotes howling, and obviously we're on a hunt, and obviously successful, but quite an experience.
Yeah, that's something that's common nowadays. Yep. The coyotes are getting close to town. Well, of course, you're obviously on that's as far out as the sea's grown for the moment, so you're definitely in the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how all our natural coons and so on have all become habituated to city life. They seem to know, well, they learn quickly not to be afraid and find their little niche.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was earlier on in the day that we were on one of the city streets, Bean Drive in Kitchener and South End, and Coyote walking freely across the street.
Didn't even bother, eh?
Yeah, it didn't bother at all. Yeah. So it was kind of alarming, but nevertheless, exciting to see.
Do you have any butterfly habitat? That's a popular thing nowadays. Grow some milkweeds or something. Yeah. Are you?
Well, no, I don't. No butterflies, that kind of thing.
Okay.
We get a lot of house flies this time of year, but that's about as close as we get to flies.
Well, all this sounds like is all is well and everything is going as it should. That's good to hear. All right. I can't think of anything else we want to bring up. We did a good job so far. Let's maybe we could move on to our one more song in our last section of our show. That'd be great.
All right, works for me.
The next one. What did we do? We did Scarecrow in the Kit Garden, didn't we?
Yep.
So where is this? It's Ed Sheeran.
So this song hits. It's not necessarily agriculture, but. Getting back to the Shermans when they went through their tragedy earlier in the summer, I connected with this song by Ed Sheeran, and I had volunteered to play some music for the Shermans at the service if they needed it, which they didn't, and the people that they had in their church that were playing were fabulous musicians, way better than I am, but I ended up going out and playing this song in her memory a few days later. And it kind of struck me, and it was something that I wanted to dedicate to her today.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Ed Sheeran, Supermarket Flowers. Stay locked in, folks. I'm fresh up that coffee. We'll be back into our last and final section coming up. And just thanks for listening in today, folks. And we'll see you shortly.
I took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. Through the day old tea from the cup, packed up the photo album Matthew had made, memories of a life that's been loved. Took the Garrett Wilson cars and stuffed animals, poured the old ginger beer down the sink. Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down. But Mom, there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up. But I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You are an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say, hallelujah, you're home. I fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up, folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face. Now I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah. Shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home. start to see the person I have become. Spread your wings, and I know that when God took you back, He said, "Hallelujah, you're home."
Hi, I'm Sue.
And I'm Janet.
I'm from Woodstock.
And I'm from Embro.
We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca.
Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
You're listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agricultural Show is made possible by Community Radio.
The WFA represents the farmer producers in the Waterloo region.
Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo.
The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is Paul Jolly, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicobuck. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
Okay, thanks for listening today, folks. It's the Agriculture Show, and just what a great day so far. Great music and the rest of it. And so with me, Steve Ashton and Paul Schultz, and we've talked about all the cool stuff, and just want to thank you guys for listening online, either on Facebook Live for posting their comments, and also for people who are listening to us on RadioWaterloo.ca on the audio live. That'd be great. You can see us all sitting up there. Thanks for listening in today. The last segment of the show was kind of a fun question I'd like to ask guests. And I'll ask you first, Paul, about this thing, just to have you a little fun with this show. We got a bit of time. Paul, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years? 20 years, you want to go that far. What are you doing next 2 hours?
Well, in the next few hours, as soon as I leave the radio station, we're going to get on the phone big time and promote this show at the Registry Theater on Saturday night. That's
right,
what we're going to do.
Okay, that's good.
Spend a bit of time doing that. We've got some business to take care of a little bit later this afternoon and into the evening.
Yes.
For the next week or so, we're just going to stay busy, of course, with that. We've got a few things that we want to do at open mics here around the area. Love doing this radio show with Jeff. Have a hoot coming in here and visiting with his guests, and particularly this afternoon with Steve Ashton. It's been a fun hour. We look forward to the next few minutes. Join us here on Radio Waterloo.ca and tune in to listen to Steve. He's got a couple more songs and a few more minutes live with Jeff. So join us.
Yeah. What about the next two months, 2 years?
Two months. Boy, I guess we're looking forward to Christmas. It's only a bunch of days away now. And love the weather we're getting today. We're going to enjoy some of that over the next few days and then dig out the winter clothes early next week and stay busy with business. Got a few vacations happening in the early part of the 2019 and staying busy in that direction.
Okay. 20 years?
20 years?
Want to take a chance over there?
Hopefully I won't be dead. But in 20 years, there's no doubt that we'll still be here at CKMS with you and in all probability still playing music locally and in the basement more than anything.
Well, thanks for helping out today.
Kind of a
minor part, but important.
Great to be here, Steve. Great to be here, Jeff.
Now, Steve, before we ask you the same questions, just want to thank you for a great song selection, and I'm just glad you brought your guitar and gave us your version of The Wheat King. So thanks for doing that.
No, that was great. And I've heard from my sister in BC.
Yeah.
I've heard from a friend of mine in Deep River, Ontario. I've heard from friends in Kitchener, Waterloo, Cambridge. So there are a lot of people out there who are listening, and you're doing a great job. So thanks for having me in here.
That's good. And so, for you now is the same question. What do you do in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, and 20 years? So, two days, 2 hours.
What 2 hours. Yeah. I am going back to the shop over at 178 Weber Street North in Waterloo, Unit D.
Reeve and Company.
Reeve and Company. R-E-E-V-E and Company.com. Ta-da! Thank you very much. So yes, I'm going to go back to the shop. I have a few things to tend to. I've got some design to do. We are putting together some more signage for dairy farmers, and then I will be up in Elmira a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. It is my stepson's birthday today, so happy birthday, Aiden, 11 years old. So we're going to have a little bit of an event for him this evening as well. And then, so that's 2 hours. Then 2 days, probably catching up on sleep. Because my sister's wedding was a heck of a fun time. And then getting, of course, ready for my gig at the Ridge. So if Paul's gig is sold out at the Registry Theater, then you can make your way over to the Ridge. I don't mind being second. I just love seeing people. So that'll be at the Ridge in Roseville from 7 till 11. And
if I wasn't at the Registry, you know where I'd be.
Oh, absolutely. And if I wasn't at the Ridge, you know where I'd be. So,
you know, this is the thing. You got two great guests, and they got so much going on. How do you even get confusing for three people sitting around the table?
And you know, and Steve's telling everybody about the company he owns and represents in fine fashion. If I can give him a plug in my business, we do advertising, and Steve has certainly helped us out in our business, and great to work with his team over there at Reeve and Company, and great products they do supply.
Yeah, you're a good man, Mr. Schultz. And then skipping forward to
see, where are we at? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I am going to be playing. I'm fortunate enough to be playing at the City of Cambridge, their sports gala, mm-hmm. their sports awards gala. So I'm going to be doing that. That's on the 2nd of November from 6 till 7. So I'm really excited about that. Shortly thereafter, I'm playing a wedding up at the Millcroft. And then I'm doing the Christmas party for the McIntyre Group on the 24th of November. And then that kind of brings us toward Christmas, which I look so very forward to. Christmas in our house is magical. It's filled with friends and family. And
I've seen your tree.
Yeah. The tree is usually pretty epic. And I take absolutely no credit for how beautiful it looks, but it ends up looking so beautiful.
Way to go, Megan. It looks beautiful.
Job. So who's a tree shopper?
Well, we all shop for it together, but then the actual decoration of the entire rooms, house, tree, outside, inside, everything is usually Megan and her parents are just absolutely incredible and have such a great sense of style. And then
In 2 years?
Well, actually, this coming year, Megan and I are going to be getting married.
Congratulations.
So, thank you very much. So we're... We're just now nailing down dates and venues and all that sort of fun stuff. Who knows? Maybe it'll be on a farm. See how we're bringing things up.
Nice. So
and it comes full circle.
Jeff's question was the next 24 months. When's that? What's the tentative date on the wedding?
The right now we're leaning to late summer, early fall of next year.
Right on 2019.
Yeah. Now, if I were Stay a smart tuned. Man, I'd make it 2020. That way, I could I wouldn't have to do that much math when people said, how long have you guys been married? And I say, okay, not minus 20, 17 years.
Well, but you just think 2020 and then take a year off, right out of the year.
You know what? As long as I can keep you with me at all times, I'll be like, just ask him. He's my math guy. And aside from that, just... We were fortunate at Reeve & Company this year to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce Mentorship Program.
Mm. Wonderful.
And so that's really helped my business partner and I to nail down some short, mid, and long-term goals. Mm-hmm. And so we're certainly in a growth mindset. We're looking for new clients, companies that want to work together. Basically, anyone that has a brand that they want to have look fabulous and may need either creative ideas or just execution where, okay, we have an event, we need signage. Okay. Let's just do this. So, so Reeve & Company, knock on wood, is going to be growing, getting married, Life is good. We're going to have a fun couple of years.
Well, 20 years, holy golly, where are we going to start? Who knows what the heck in 20 years?
In 20 years, I'll be playing music with Paul.
Oh, it'll be the last thing we do. Yes.
All right. Well, listen, you guys, thank you so much for coming today. It's been a lot of fun, covered a lot of stuff. Just thanks so much for
coming in. And don't forget, when you're buying dairy, look for the little blue cow. Look for the cow that says 100% Canadian, because that way we know we're supporting the dairy farmers.
Support our dairy farmers. Yep. Support our farmers.
Support our farmers, period.
There you go. So with that, folks, we'll call it a show. It's episode 232. And thanks for listening in. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer. We'll see you later. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.